best holidays start with low fares at Jetstar.com. The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up, the race to the WA Country Cup. The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
Right now, 131060. It was originally just bad tattoos, but I've changed the phoner. 131060, do you have a tattoo worse than Heidi Anderson?
No, I've got four bad ones, remember? And Dave, just for the record, believe was when I was going through a time in my life where I really needed to believe in myself.
I can see why you tattoo believe on your wrist. So next time I'm down in the dumps, I'm just going to look at your wrist and go, I'm just going to believe because Heidi's got that tattooed in squiggly writing with a couple of stars sitting above it.
And the worst thing was this guy freehanded, and if you look at it really closely, it's absolutely awful. So
100 grand, I wouldn't get that tattooed on me.
Well, hang on.
I wish I said that.
Heidi also has a tramp stamp. She has a Hot FM bull on her butt.
Best one I've got is a butterfly, babe.
And the butterfly. But I do have, Zave, I need to pull you up for a second. We had a couple of cans last night out at dinner and not a bit of a late one. We walked back up the hill to the hotel in Bunbury. And what did you say when we were trying to get up the hill?
Well, I was going to touch on this in scrolling. I said, believe. Yeah. I did. I said, guys, you just got to believe. And Tori looked at her wrist and I was like, oh, truth. Ando's got believe on her wrist.
And last night you actually said that you would get the postcode of Bunbury tattooed on you if you win 14 grand today.
Yes, and there's a reason why I need to win that money. So I'll touch on that in scrolling.
All right. First of all, let's get to Julie though. Good morning. Is it you with the bad tat?
No, it's an ex of mine.
Oh, what is it, Jules?
It's from just under his arm to below his hip bone, a picture of me.
Oh my gosh.
So is it a portrait style photo?
Yeah, it's just my face.
Oh my God. What does he do with it now?
I don't know. He's stuck with it.
How long were you together before he decided to ink your face on his side?
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And when did you break up? When he got the tat?
Well, he had to have it fixed, because we got really drunk and he got it done in Bali.
Of course.
First tattoo, the shop had just opened, so he was the first customer. So it wasn't very good anyway. And he tried to have it fixed a few times, but, yeah.
Could you imagine that he goes and he moves on with his life. Hopefully he meets a new girl or whatever. And the new girl has to see your face, Julie, on top of it.
I would have gone with it was my long lost sister or something.
Oh my God. So, Ryan, you know our friend Julia?
Yes.
So when she broke up with her partner, John, she then went and got her a tattoo of his initials after they broke up because she wanted it to symbolise that time in her life.
Oh, my God, what an idiot.
I'd still rather the portrait of the ex on me than I would the tramp stamp you're rolling with, Ando. I'm sorry. Again, Ando, you're still in front.
We go to Shane. Can I just quickly check? Are you calling from Geraldton, Shane?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God, welcome to the show,
bro. You
get
us in Gero.
Is it your brother with an awful tat?
Yeah, it is.
What's he got?
He got a tattoo of a mermaid on his leg, and it was supposed to have a ribbon wrapped around him with his son's name in it and date of birth, and the tattoo artist got two letters and accidentally put them back to front and then completely stuffed up the date of birth for his son's name.
Oh, no. So did he just get it inked over the top?
No.
What does
he ended up leaving it like that and then basically got reimbursed by the tattoo artist.
I would take more than reimbursement of a $150 tattoo, whatever they cost.
I literally checked believe because, you know, that's the kind of word that you would spell incorrectly about 150 times.
I before E.
Yeah. Let's go to, is it Jinder Lee, I believe. Evie, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, Xavier and I are fantastic because there's nothing we love more than looking at Heidi's awful tattoos. but Evie, what's your bad one?
It's all good. I rock them. Don't you worry about that.
Okay, good on you. Yeah, I went for this tattoo and end up, you know, it looked nothing like the tattoo I wanted. And it was a picture of Alison in Wonderland's face. And it was meant to be the original drawing. The original drawing.
So yeah, like
it's
a kid's book?
Pardon?
Like the kid's book, Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, but no, the original drawings like the Disney man would have drawn. Something like that. And he used a bigger needle and everything, and it looked just terrible. But the funny thing is, I had gone and got fake tattoos of them before when I impersonated Amy Winehouse. So they drew all her tattoos on me with like fake textures and markers, and they looked better than the actual tattoo that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you impersonate Amy Winehouse?
Oh, yeah, like singing.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Can we have you in one morning to do a little number?
I love Amy Winehouse.
I'd still rather a butchered Alice in Wonderland than that tramp. And what is that? Sorry, before you drop out, what in your head? Like, I don't understand the tramp stand.
What in your head?
No, no, no. Like, what is it? It's like a, is it like a spiritual thing or something?
No, it was cool. Like I said, I was 17. It was schoolies on the Gold Coast. And I just got the butterfly. And I
wanted to, the butterfly
I was wearing this top that used to split out at the back so you could see my back. And I thought it was really cool to have a tramp stamp. Like, hello, I was 17 driving a 1979 Corolla with cowskin seat covers with bad girl written on the back. It was,
I'd give my left leg not to have that.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today. Yeah. WA Country Cups.
Oh, yeah.
With Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
I'm alive.
WA Country Cups fashions on the field at Bunbury Turf Club's Ladies' Day. Yeah.
All right, so today is the day. We all raced down yesterday to get to Bunbury. It was a time trial. We all left at different times. We all had different modes of transport. We don't know what each other were doing until now. We're about to reveal all and see who won the race.
Now, apparently there's a video already online. We're keeping clear of that. It's on our Facebook page, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. Ryan, we've apparently got audio of yours. You're the first cab off the rank.
I don't know. I haven't heard this because I don't know how to come across.
Do you tell us what you've got in the audio, or do we guess it afterwards?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I think let's
just wait for the video of the results.
Let's hit play on my trip to Bunbury yesterday.
All right, I'm running out of the studio and I'm going to run straight from Subiaco down to City Beach and jump straight into the water, and hopefully there'll be a jet ski waiting for me down there. All right, here we are at City Beach. Time to jump in the water. Wish me luck. Here we go.
Woo!
Jet ski, baby, yeah! All the way down the coast of Bunners. Woo!
Yeah!
Feeling that ocean breeze. Woo! So the thing about being on a jet ski is it's really, really fun for about the first 2 minutes, and it actually is kind of annoying after a little while. It's actually a lot further to Bunbury on a jet ski than you think, I reckon, but we're still going, here we go. We've been going for about 45 minutes and my arms feel like they're about to vibrate off. Oh God, are we almost there? Come on. So I had to jump off the jet ski. We ran out of petrol, it turns out, so I had to swim the rest of it. But I've just got to Bunbury and now I just need to run down the street from the beach up to the turf club.
Okay, so I finally got out of the water. And I'm just at Cabana Bay in Bunbury, so now I just got to run up to the track and claim my victory.
We finally made it. We've clocked in all the way from Perth down the coast to Bunbury.
I call BS.
Yeah?
I don't. I think he honestly, his gear was soaking wet at the front door last time.
Really?
That was a clue because
I thought you just put sound effects in.
No, my jeans were, I should have moved my jeans because my jeans were covered in sand and sitting at the front door of the hotel last night.
And your t-shirt was dripping wet, or whatever it was dripping when I was on the toilet yesterday.
Yeah, so you kept dived on me. In and got on a jet ski. Yeah. Well done.
I need to say thank you to Jet Ski Tours in Perth. Our jet ski tours hire at Rockingham. No license or experience required. I was surprised. They just put me on and I was like, right, I'll see ya. And what you will see in the video is I tried another mode of transport. I attempted to come down on a jetpack, but unfortunately I landed on my face and nearly killed myself yesterday and just got back on the jet ski. So thank you very much.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we might skip my audio. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, that was, wasn't it?
Now, let's hear what you got, Zaves.
Okay, so Zaves, we had no idea. I feel like you could have chopped it in. There was a couple of drops last night at dinner that you might have been at the airport yesterday.
No, I don't know where I was. Oh, mine's not as good as anyone's now.
Oh, come on, mate.
No, it was good fun.
All right, let's hear Xavier.
1:22 p.m.
How long do you reckon it's going to take?
I've got a little treat for us at about 45 minutes. So a little stopover, maybe a couple of hours.
Xavier's effort was pretty casual.
Off we go to hit Bunbury.
His mantra was, I'll see you when I get there.
First stop, we just landed in Mandra, halfway to Bunbury. Time for feed. Time to hydrate myself. Very important in long journeys like this, just to really keep your fluids up. So I'm going to make sure I do that. And then finish my episode of Married at First Sight.
Yeah, Xavier factored in Married at First Sight episodes into his trip now. But finally, enough was enough. So he decided to grab a taxi.
So I've had a gutful.
So you got it. You got a taxi because you were had too many beers watching Married at First Sight at a pub in Mandra. Mate, you have taken the money from Hit 92.9 and said, "Yeah, I'll use my money to get down there," and you just wasted
and
it on
yourself.
And
how much did a taxi cost?
Oh, I've never been to Mandra for a beer, so I stopped in for a Palmer and a pot at an Irish bar and I sat there and watched Married at First Sight. And then actually the Heidi's Avery and Ryan taxi picked me up.
Oh, so you didn't pay for that?
Well, I did pay for it.
Well, no, I don't think so. You
actually,
got
I ended
that
up,
one
I ended up sharing his delicious Indian food with him. Oh, we had a treat. We had a picnic together as well. Oh, really good
it
day.
Seems like you had a great time, but I'm guessing you're going to finish third
in
the race.
So competition is on. I'm thinking that Xavier Ellis might have come third as well because I took this extremely seriously. So serious, you're going to hear I had three modes of transport.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not telling you how long it took me to get here. You'll find out next.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Live from Bunbury today, currently 8:22. The Bunbury races are on today, but yesterday the three of us raced down from Perth to Bunbury. All three of us had a different way of getting there and we had a challenge to get there first. It was a time trial. We just heard that Xavier drove himself to Mandra, went to a...
No, I didn't drive myself.
Well... How'd you
I rode a push bike.
No, you did not.
Rode a push bike some of the way.
Well, Xavier,
but maybe 100 metres from them.
Xavier was very cruisy, went to the pub, had a Palmer, had a few beers, ended up catching a cab because he'd had a skinful at an Irish pub in Mandra. He'll probably come last. I came
no
down.
No wonder he rocked up last night a bit drunk.
Yeah.
Well, I got in at 5:30 last night. I actually got in pretty late. I was quite tired by the end of the day.
I came down on a jet ski. I tried to get on a jet pack and that didn't work very well. You can see me stack that on the Facebook page. Just a big thank you to Jet Ski Tours Perth. Jet Ski Tours Perth and hire at Rockingham Beach. No licenses or experience required, as evidenced by me yesterday. But Heidi,
yes.
This is the big one. What happened to you yesterday?
Well, it sounds like I'm the only person that took this seriously.
I think you might have been.
I've got a few people to thank, but I'll leave that for after, hey?
Yep.
So I took three modes of transport, and here's how it all panned out.
What do you need?
I'm trying to get back to Bunbury. Like, this is my home route here, and I know that it's the races on Wednesday.
Yep.
We're all racing against each other to see who can get to Bunbury the fastest.
Okay, so what do you need from us?
I need you guys to help me with maybe the people of your show, and maybe I'll just overtake your show for the next half an hour, and people might make suggestions.
We'll put it out to our listeners and offer up some suggestions for you.
Kelly from Bunbury, you reckon you can help us out?
I think I can. I'm actually going up to Perth and coming down the next morning.
So you're offering to drive Heidi back to Bunbury?
Yeah, it'll be a girls trip.
Let's go to Terry from Busselton. Have you got an option for us?
Mate, we've got to fly. Not a fly.
Can you fly from Perth to Bunbury?
No, you can. I've got a mate who has a company called Air Charters West.
By the time you got up into the sky, it'd just come back down again.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would win her the race, right?
Well, so, very
not enough
true.
Time for meal service, but...
Yeah. Okay, so Heidi had a plane lined up. She must have been feeling confident.
I don't like to get too far ahead of myself. I am competitive. I know the boys are very competitive, being elite sportsmen, men. But let's just say I've got a good chance because I know some people.
Thanks to her connections, Heidi boarded a chartered flight from Perth to Bunbury.
You know the rest. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
Okay.
Lollies, water.
Look at us. Champagne, everything. Lucy,
and,
do you want one?
Jacket.
Yes. Thank you.
Amazing!
Oh my god.
I love how your dress is in the back as well.
I know, my dress is in
so
there.
Glam.
Ready to go. I'm stressed now. This is where I'm getting stressed.
Why are you stressed?
Well, because I've got to beat them. This is where hot competition Heidi comes into play.
You're killing it.
I know, but like we can't get too ahead of ourselves. This is the coolest plane ever.
Oh my god.
So I got a Harley Davidson from work, all thanks to the guys at Perth Harley Davidson, Perth's largest dealership.
Of course.
Got ridden to Jandakot Airport, jumped on the most cool retro plane you've ever seen with a guy called Malcolm, who the guys at Hot FM Bunbury hooked me up with. So I overtook their show on Monday when we were speaking about it and got them involved.
So what time's Malcolm getting us home tonight?
So Malcolm flew me in, and then these guys at Hit FM picked me up from the airport and drove me to Bunbury Turf Club.
That sounds like it's going to be a pretty quick time.
A massive shout out to Air Charters West. Operate anywhere, anytime in WA. Head to www.aircharterswest.com.au for more information. I love you, Malcolm. I love you, Malcolm. I love you, Malcolm.
Is Malcolm going to fly us all back?
I told you. I'm
not jet skiing my way back to Perth.
He's flying me home tonight.
Seriously?
But not you guys.
Oh, my God. We'll see about that.
Anyway, we want to find out who won. I think my money is on probably
myself. Yeah, my money's on Heidi.
And while we're doing credits, just a quick shout out to my friends at the Irish pub.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
All right, the three of us were to race down in a time trial.
Yes.
The first to get here would win. We all took different modes of transport. Quick recap, Xavier, what did you do?
I actually rode a fair bit of the way and then got to Mandra, pulled in, hydrated for a few hours and then taxied down to Bunbury.
I love your hydration is beer.
Yep.
I'd never been down this way, so I thought I may as well experience the whole thing.
I took this very seriously and was like, I need to get here in the quickest time. I got a Harley to pick me up from work, from Harley Davidson in Perth. I then went to the airport at Jandakot and flew in the best plane ever with Malcolm from Air Charters West. And then the guys at Hit FM Bunbury came and picked me up because I did take over their show on Monday and ask for the people of Bunbury to help me to get here. So it's all to the Bunbury people that I need to thank.
Yep, and I came down on a jet ski, tried to go on the jetpack, but that didn't go very well for me at all. So it basically all comes down to this. We don't know each other's times.
No.
I think it's quite obvious who probably won, but let's find out who the winner is.
Okay, should we do this? Let's play the results. None of us know what this result is, so here it is. We're all finding out together.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan's race to the WA Country Cup. Coming in third with a time of 3 hours, 46 minutes. Xavier Ellis. That leaves two contenders. Second place, 2 hours, 28 minutes. First place, 1 hour, 21 minutes. And the winner is Heidi Anderson. Yeah.
My family, my friends.
Maybe the credit lines.
A massive shout out.
Maybe the guy with the private jet.
To Jesse and Jules at Bunbury Hit FM. I'd also like to thank Malcolm. You flew me in absolute class and style. You're a legend. Air Charters West, they operate anywhere, anytime in Western Australia. If you want to find out more about them, go online, aircharterswest.com.au for more information. And the Harley, oh my God. It felt like I was in a car. It's just cruising along. A few flies hit me in the face, but you know.
You've got to thank God. Most people thank God in their
and
sentence.
I'd like to thank my higher self.
Yeah, beautiful.
Xavier, anyone you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank the taxi driver. He's such a great man. And obviously the Irish pub for the furfies and the Palmer and the chips and gravy and the furfies and furfies.
Winning doesn't feel that good when you guys didn't really care.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but well played, Heidi. You really deserved it. Good on you.
Oh, God. I love you, Air Charters West. Thank you.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Now look, because we are in Bunbury for the races later on today, we weren't able to go and interview James Blunt last night, who played at Kings Park, I think, and all of my Instagram stories. Everyone was at Kings Park last night.
Oh, because he's incredible show. He is an incredible artist.
And Kings Park is the most unbelievable place for a concert in Perth.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And we were all a bit jealous that we couldn't go. So we sent British producer Dave, who we believe is in the studio in Perth. Are you there, Dave?
Good morning, everybody. Yes, I am indeed. How are we?
Oh, I thought it was James Blunt.
Yeah.
It's James.
Now, this is actually the reason, Dave, why you didn't come to Bunbury with us. So we would never leave you out. And you and I were actually supposed to share a hotel room last night. So that's sad.
Oh, Ryan.
Obviously,
sorry
I'm joking.
That.
I was with Xavier Ellis, 2008 Premiership Superstar.
But that was Ryan's dream come true last night, sharing a hotel room.
Is that
room
when
with
I woke
Xavier?
Up? He was spooning me? I thought it was a bit weird.
We had separate beds. But Dave, we sent you to interview James Blunt. Just tell us, but before we hear it, were you nervous? Were you excited? Were you planning? Like, what was your thought process?
I was actually really excited. The team that I went with was a really sort of casual. We had a really nice sort of briefing and a pep talk. And Kings Park was chockers, so it actually felt like I was really important. So thanks for making me feel great.
Yeah, I can confirm you are not important at all, Dave.
What
we're going to do, we're gonna listen to your interview, then we'll come back and the three of us are going to score it out of 10 and decide if you're ever going to be able to interview anyone again, okay?
Okay, guys, it was a good interview, so hopefully you enjoy it.
Oh, my God,
we'll be the judge of that. All right, let's have a listen to British Dave and James Blunt.
I've been sent here by my radio team. The on-air guys have asked me to just check in. I would like to sort of stitch them up a little bit in the sense that they're not very witty. Xavier, Heidi, Ryan, right?
Okay, well, they're a good-looking bunch. They should work in TV.
They should work in TV. We say that all the time. In general, each one of them has their own like little sort of trolls online. Would love your thoughts on how to combat that. Xavier, for example, gets back. He's put on a lot of weight since he's an AFL player, footy player, Australian.
Right.
In terms of like a weight person who's like, oh, Xavier, you put on a bit, like you're packing. I don't know. Is there anything you'd say, like quite quick and witted?
I imagine he's just you know got his winter skin on, hasn't he? That's all it is.
He's getting ready for winter.
Yeah. He could always claim he's in, you know, training for swimming in the Antarctic. Arctic.
I guess the other one, and finally, I'll touch on. So Heidi's pretty darn perfect, but
I would say, you know, tidy Heidi.
Yeah, well, I'll let her know. Ryan, on the other hand, a little bit introverted because he's new. He's new. No one really knows him. People bag him out. So in terms of that, people are like, oh, we don't know you. We don't really like you because we don't know you. Any very quirky, witty remarks?
Well,
for being
I think it's very
known?
Exciting. You know, presumably working in Perth, the most isolated major city in the world. And so I imagine he's new here. They're desperate for new additions to the gene pool. He's bringing something genetically that Perth has been missing and lacking for, you know, decades, centuries even.
As so you can see, there is some real genes.
Totally. So I wish him well. He's going to, you know, get lucky like no one else until we manage to get a train or another plane in here. He's on a roll.
Okay.
Lucky dude.
I'd love to shake your hand and thank you very much for meeting me and meeting.
It's an absolute pleasure. I only drink tea too.
Oh.
What?
Oh, Dave, that is a cheap plug for you to get some sort of sponsorship I only drink tea too.
I went in with a tea set, a full-on kettle, and we had a cup of tea, as British people do. And to be honest,
I'm
trying to go with a segment, tea with two, and yeah, it was perfect for
Oh, so this whole
radio
thing has been for you to pitch to T2 for an endorsement
deal.
For
a tea with two.
Unbelievable. I did speak to T2, yes, I did.
Now, my feedback would be let the interview guest talk. I feel like there was a lot of Dave in there and not a lot of James Blunt. And also, don't fat shame the talent. That would be my advice.
And my thing was there anything else? Did you speak about his music? Did you just bag out your radio show?
No, I wanted to make sure that you guys got a say, but we did have... Look, it was a 30-minute interview. I feel like he got...
30 minutes? 30. And that was the best minute you found of 30 minutes. All right, let's quickly go around the room. Heidi, out of 10.
Well, he did say I was perfect in there. Yep. Tidy Heidi. I'm going to say for radio worthiness, though, probably a 3.5.
Xavier Ellis.
Dave, I'll give you a solid 8 because you're a brave man because you wouldn't say it to my face when I'm in Perth. So I'll give you an 8.
I'll give you a 4 out of 10. However, if you somehow get an endorsement deal with T2, that is a 10 out of 10.
I mean, James Blunt saying, I only drink T2 has to get us something from T2. I'm sorry, T2. If you're listening, call in 131060 and give us some free gear.
How many times have we said T2?
I mean, it's just one of the great tea companies in the world. That's all I've had to say.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
We are talking about Married at First Sight. It's obviously gone absolutely mental this year.
Yes.
The ratings are through the roof. Everyone's talking about Tracy and Dean.
Yes.
Because Dean was such an awful, awful guy who Tracy had to get married to.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because last night I actually had a little bit of compassion for
so
Dean.
So did I.
It was the best episode by far. Anyway, for those bringing you up to speed, if you're going to watch it today, then I'd probably turn off the radio now because Tracy and Sean are about to join us. But I want to take you back to last night's episode. They were all at the dinner party. Everyone was invited to the dinner party for a huge reunion. Tracy rocked up on her own. The next person to walk through the door was Sean wearing this fresh as, I think it was satin or silk, gold jacket. And have a listen what went down.
All right, well, here we are, the final dinner party.
Oh!
Come here.
Hi, babe.
Okay. Oh, hello.
icy on the lips.
So we caught up after the experiment.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have so much in common and...
Oh.
Yeah.
I never saw that coming.
Oh. We all went on it to find love and I'm happy to say I found love.
Oh my God, Sean and Tracy, it has been confirmed, the rumour that I had heard around the grapevine and my prediction. Yep. We've got them both on the line right now. We're in Bunbury at the moment, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you guys?
We're good. What the hell is going on?
You were right. Bombshell. You were right.
I know. Now, why are you two in the same room, or are you on, because you're on separate phone lines? Have we split up already, or are you still together?
We're still together.
I'm out in the hallway.
Okay, good. Okay.
Tracy, I need to ask, how hard was it to sort of keep this secret the whole time? Obviously, we've been grilling you for months. Heidi, we were grilling you earlier this week, and Heidi made the prediction that this is what happened. How hard was it to kind of keep this secret?
Oh, so hard. I mean, you almost cracked me so many times, guys. I was so close. You almost blew my cover.
I know, because I went back and listened to some of the audio, Tracy, believe it or not, of when you when we threw to you the line about Sean, and the giggle that you had was a guilty giggle.
Wasn't it just?
Yes. Now, Sean, can you talk us through the pash last night? Because for me, I'm not going to lie, I was like, what are you doing? Why didn't you guys rock up together? Did the producers say, hey, Sean, rock up late, go over, give Tracy a massive big pash in front of everyone?
No, that was full on exactly what happened. No one had any idea, and surprised pretty much everyone except for Dean.
Yeah, because he knew, of course.
Now my my Instagram and Twitter went bananas last night. Obviously, a lot of my friends are heavily invested in Married at First Sight. Now they're saying it is just a massive setup. Now it's all
is that what your friends are saying?
All become a bit too fanciful and far-fetched. Guys, can you confirm that there's no producer stuff involved here and you are actually going to move to Melbourne together?
Yeah, like our relationship has nothing to do with the show.
Yep.
Like really,
yeah.
Like our relationship's been completely behind the scenes. No producers knew, no one knew but Dean.
Okay, now how close to you guys, you leaving Dean, did you start dating Sean? Because it seems like it might have been a pretty close one, which puts Dean in, what Dean did was horrible, but I mean, it must have been pretty close to a bit of crossover.
Yeah, like it was a couple of weeks after the final vows that me and Sean caught up for a drink and it started off as friends and it developed from there.
Okay.
So, Sean, tell me what it's like to watch Tracy, someone who you're dating, you're spending a lot of time with, and then it finally comes around to being on TV. What's it like watching your partner there with Dean and he's treating her really badly? Is it hard to watch? Do you want to scream about it or do you have to be cool? Like, how's that work?
Yeah, it's obviously very tricky and there were some tough times through it all. And, you know, we were a support network for each other because, you know, she was under a lot of pressure as well from the media and everything else to play a part. So, so it was extremely difficult.
Sean, I was going to say I could relate to you last night. You were jealous as hell. I've got a massive jealous bone in my body. Well, it must have been the way that they portrayed you because it did come across like you were like insecure about Dean. But I. Having been through the, you know...
I'm a jealous person.
So I could relate to you last night. There was lots of chat around these text messages with Dean. What is happening with Dean and the text messages, Tracy?
Look, I said it at the dinner party that I didn't want to disclose or throw Dean under the bus regarding inappropriate messages. And yes... watching it back, because I watched it last night with Sean, it does look like I'm playing them both off and I get the way it's come across, but I was just trying not to get involved.
Yeah, right.
There was some inappropriate messages, and the reason they were inappropriate is Dean knew Sean and I were together and sending those messages, knowing I was in a relationship, isn't cool.
Can you just read one out for us, Trace, if you don't mind?
Are you allowed to share any of those, or have you deleted them all?
Look, no, I don't want to... want to share them because I was trying to maintain a relationship. I mean, Heidi, you saw that me and Dean do exchange text messages that are friendly and are about the interviews and us going through this process together. But
well, that's
some of them
it.
Were borderline inappropriate.
Well, you've had to stay connected, haven't you? So that's why I was saying, Sean, I feel for you, mate, because like I said, I'm a jealous person. I would have burned his house down. I say that far too often.
You do. How many houses have you burned down?
just
oh my god. All right. Hey, 131060 is our phone number. If anyone has a question for Tracy or a question for Sean, we'll have more with these guys up next.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Right now, we are joined by Tracy from Married at First Sight. Thanks for joining us, Tracy.
You're welcome.
And we've also by Sean, you old dog, you. It turns out you guys have been together the whole time. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Now, for those people who don't know and aren't watching Married at First Sight, Tracy, you were married to Dean, then he tried to hook up with Davina, and then you ended up ditching him. You stayed with him and then you ditched him at the last minute. And then when you went off the show, Sean, who had already left the show earlier because he wasn't happy in his relationship, you two met for coffee and it's now like you're together.
That's
all right.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, brilliant. Right. Good recap.
Good recap. Good recap. All right. Now, let's go to the phone. Now, Simone, I believe you've got a question for Sean.
Yeah. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Tracy. I think it's great.
Hi.
I think my question's kind of at Sean, if you don't mind. I just feel like you gave Dean the respect of telling him and gave him a heads up. Is there any reason why you didn't tell your wife?
Blair?
Yes.
Good question.
I thought the same thing.
Good question. Good question. it was because, you know, there was nothing really there between Blair and I. Like, we tried to make it work, but there was no chemistry. There was no, you know, infatuation. There was nothing. And, you know, when we parted ways, it was kind of done and dusted. And at the reunion, she actually told me that she has a boyfriend now. So, she's well and truly moved on.
Did that make you feel less guilty? Not that you were guilty anyway, but did that make you feel a bit better that she's found someone as well and you can both move on?
Yeah, I was happy for her. I was happy for her. I said, oh, that's awesome. And, they just got back from a trip to Bali together and all the rest of it. So,
beautiful. So now, guys, I've got a question for you off the Facebook page from Jacob Brennan from Applecross. How many weeks into your relationship did you confess your love for each other?
Oh, I think that's... You know, it was well and truly, you know, 6 to 8 weeks-ish.
Okay.
Ooh, I like that. And, okay, so when I was with Tracy, I was with you the other day and I did see the message of Dean. I did see a name at the top of your phone that was something like Andrew. Now, is that who his alias was, Sean's alias in the phone? It was. Yes,
oh
I
my
thought
God.
So.
Heidi Anderson, you are an exclusive machine. That
up. I'm in this job for a reason. I'm a snoop.
That's so funny.
Well played.
Oh, you can't get anything past us, Tracy. We can read you like a book. Let's go to Marie. You've got a question for Tracy?
Hello.
Hello, Tracy. Hi. I mean, Marie.
You've got a question, Marie?
Yeah, well, I'd like to... say to Tracy, I commend her for what she's done walking away from Dean because she's such a beautiful person. And secondly, I'd like to ask both a question as to where they think their future may lay.
All right, Tracy, you want to go first, sister?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Marie. That's very sweet. Look, you know, it's been hard for Sean and I, obviously, keeping our relationship under wraps this whole time. But I tell you what, we've come out this other side of this, you know, stronger and better for it. And I'm really excited for what the future holds between us. So... you know, he's met my daughter now. He's met all my friends and my mum, obviously all under wraps. And, you know, Sean's parents live in Brisbane and we're going over to see them soon. So we're just excited about the future now.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, Tracy and Sean, before we go, because we do have to find out who won this race to Bunbury, it's a really hard competition here. How did you guys actually hide it? Perth is a super small place. Now, there was a few paparazzi shots that, you know, were seen out in the media and there was some speculation. But how did you guys, what were the lengths that you went to hide your relationship?
It was more just coming over and just going from straight into the unit to unit, or, you know, it was never going out in public. So it was, you know, Tracy wanted to take the whole experience very seriously and I respected her for that. And, you know, we got through it at the other end. That's the important part.
You kept one of the great showbiz secrets of 2018. Ooh. Well done, Tracy.
And the show alive.
And the show alive, guys. Tracy and Sean, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate, good to have you on today, Sean. But, Tracy, you've been on right throughout the season. We really appreciate your time and all the best in the future.
Yeah, we wish you guys lots
of love.
Thanks very much. Cheers, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Xavier, can you just tell me what Heidi's wearing today?
A fantastic looking fitness gear, I suppose. You've got lovely pink runners and a lovely little pink tight. And,
I'm going to do a workout before we go to the races today.
Okay. Do you go to the gym together?
Mm.
Oh, righto. Well, anyway, Heidi Anderson is judging fashions on the field. And we actually just learned that Heidi's parents spent $5,000 on her to go to finishing school to be more polite.
And usually at the races, I'm the one that's stumbling out the front doors wearing my high heels in my hand. My fascinator and mascara is all smudged all over my face. So the fact that I've gone sober this year, they've asked me, and I'm going to be a classy lady. I might bring out ladies finishing school. June Deli Watkins it was, which is one of the best in the world.
Is it open for men, the fashions on the field
today? Yes,
Xavier. Oh, right.
Oh, Zave, what are you going to wear?
He's definitely not going in.
MJ Bale, I suppose. I'll probably
Anyway. Thank you very much. Let's go to Laura. Laura, what should you never be the judge of?
A dog grooming contest.
What have you done with your dog then?
I actually have a really bad fear of dogs.
Oh, right. I thought you'd just like let your dog get dreadlocks or something.
Why do you have fear of dogs, mate? What's happened? Something's obviously happened in your life.
Listen to you giggling.
No, it's real Heidi. Heidi, hello.
Oh, we've
got a fan on the line.
How are ya?
Great.
You want to come to the Bunbury Cup with us today?
Oh, I have to go to uni.
Well, Xavier's been saying that excuse for 13 years. He's still never been.
What are you studying?
High school PE teaching.
Oh, brilliant. Oh,
awesome.
Actually, that's what Xavier Ellis should never be the judge of, how to finish a university degree on time.
Well, or you could say how brilliant I am. I've lasted 14 years and haven't kicked me out yet and haven't paid a cent. It's going great, guys.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
That's pretty impressive. Let's go to Francis.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Laura. Francis, what should you not be the judge of?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I should not be the judge of anybody's cooking, ever.
How bad is yours?
I once set my clothes alight from making eggs.
How does one do that?
I had the frying pan already on and I went to spray it without thinking and it caught fire to my clothes.
How does it come off the stovetop back onto you?
I don't know, just from using the spray, it kind of went back up the spray.
Yeah, haven't you? Like, I've done it from far away, and you spray it really and then it just goes poof.
Oh, my God. So are you allowed back in the kitchen, Francis, or is your family just banned you, or what happens after that?
No.
I mean, if you can't even do eggs, what can you do?
I can do takeaway.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9.
The best holidays start with low fares at Jetstar.com.